this was an amusing story, I thought. And I thought, oh, this is one of those funny stories to pass along. But the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, I bet you there are people that probably have some experience someplace in their travels, personal travels that they experience. What was experienced, this is from Florida. And apparently a group of guys have utilized the video app, I guess I'll call it that way, TikTok. We can record quick videos and have them post, and they go viral.
Yeah,
quite often. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. But so there are three friends who were stopped at a traffic light. It says here in the middle of Cape Coral Road, got out, set up a card table, and started playing a game of Uno.
Oh.
Just to demonstrate how long the red light is at that particular location.
Now that's got to be a long light.
As the guy says, he says, we were probably out there for a good 45 seconds, maybe a minute. We got back into the truck thinking that the light was about to change. And we still sat there in the truck for about another minute. He said he and his friends, this guy who did the posting, says we were aiming at poking fun at the local traffic, which they said is particularly slow during the wintertime and this particular light. And I guess it's got huge views.
Oh, I bet it did.
Through TikTok. And, you know, people are saying, wow, that's just a great demonstration of just the frustration about how long they had to. That's kind of a fun story to pass along.
Well, you can put devices on lights now that recognize the traffic volumes and flow, and they can adjust. I mean, they need to get with it.
Which we have many of those intersections here.
Mm-hmm.
Though there is one intersection I'm thinking of.
Oh.
And yeah, this goes back to, I don't know if you guys have a particular one, that I don't think that there is one that needs it. And it's interesting, too, because some of these way that these devices work, and I'm not privy to all of it, but I notice that sometimes, to keep the traffic flow, it seems like sometimes, depending, say you're on a north-south, and you're going north, and you're stopped at the red, but people are still coming flowing on the south. Because I'm guessing it's because of the
traffic
flow.
Yeah. Usually there's an arrow.
Which is interesting now to explain to future drivers the way traffic lights can work these days. And as I'm trying to explain to my son, who as soon will be undergoing the driver's training, about how you pay attention to these things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the light, for me anyway, in some of my travels, in Saginaw Township, State and Waianae.
Oh, okay.
All right.
If you are traveling on Waianae and trying to cross the state, either north or south, that light is interminably long. And I think I timed it once to actually be a minute long.
Oh, well, on the Waianae, waiting for traffic to clear on state. Yeah.
Because, of course, the State Street traffic flow is much more higher in volume than what's happening on Waianae. Although, at that particular location, it has become, in the past number of years, a little bit more, I don't know if the term bottlenecked is proper to use, but busy because of that's where the new Walmart went up years ago.
Right.
So yeah, a location that traffic has built up.
You've
around
You've got a Menards
too.
In that area. Yeah. You have Nouvelle that's on Waianae. There may be a fair amount of traffic on Waianae.
I've often said they could probably alleviate that if they just put in a right turn lane, because what you end up sometimes doing is get stuck waiting to turn right, and everyone else is going straight through. By the time you get up to the light to turn right, it's already changed on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a car in front of you who isn't turning right that you've got to wait that next minute for. That is one light in the area that I actually, if I get caught, if I'm up there and it changes just up there, I'll put it in park. I won't keep my foot on the brake. I put it in park.
You're
going
to wait that long.
Yeah, because it is. It is a lengthy wait. And if there's ever a light that I, because I don't like doing this, but if I ever to have to ever text while in my car, this is a light where I could probably send a text of War and Peace and still have time for the light to change. So that's mine. I don't know if you have one in particular. If our listeners do, I'd certainly love to hear it. As again, we say, please let us know, and I'd be interested in sharing your story. If you want to email me a light that you think is a little long, charlie@wsw.com, and I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I think someone's calling in. Someone must have something to say about
or
it.
Or you can call me too. And I don't think there is a traffic sensor. If there is,
Now, let's see. That would be not under township control. That would be under state control because you're dealing with
M58.
It's M58. Yeah. So okay. MDOT has to deal with that. Yeah. It's not something the Saginaw Township or the Road Commission could deal with.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Considering my frustrations I have with MDOT on certain things. Although, I know a lot of times that MDOT isn't under its own control, especially when it comes to different highway projects. They have to adhere to federal standards.
Federal standards, yeah. Well, there wouldn't be any federal standards on that one.
No,
but,
I think they could be.
I believe it'll be under MDOT unless they have a contract subcontracted to a local entity.
Well, I have not pulled out the card table to attempt a game of Uno yet.
Don't. I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Well, I don't know. Why not? I like it. I haven't played Uno in years.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You could go in and get a Slurpee and come back out and get back in your car, and maybe the light would have changed by then.
Well, there you go. Depending on what corner I'm on, if I'm coming south, there I can get the Slurpee. If I'm coming north, you can go over to Big B Coffee right there.
There you go. There you got your options.
There's a haircut place right there. I might have time to get a quick trim while I'm waiting for the light to change. Too bad State Lane's closed. I could go out and bowl a game or two. That's how long that takes some time for the light to change.
Well, we've got people from MDOT who listen to us, Charlie, so I suspect if it's up to them, they'll take a look
Thank
at
you,
it.
Michael. Somebody has called us to tell us the light, North Frost and Gratiot. The light never changes. And I know which one he's talking about, too, and if I'm not mistaken. And I don't think it does because I think that one is censored. If you're traveling on Gratiot, the light at Frost it will not change until there's actually a car that pulls up on Frost. I believe it's triggered somehow.
It must have some device on it.
But again, that's a neighborhood street going on to Gratiot, and my only guess is it's for traffic flow that at some point residents trying to get out sometimes go down to the light like I do to get out.
I see.
So depending on the time of day, trying to turn.
M46. That's under MDOT.
I'm quite sure that one has got some kind of way that it senses traffic flow, because I've approached it before thinking, oh gosh, this light's going to change, and it doesn't, because there's no traffic on Frost. Like I said, but bottom line is, I consider myself to be a patient person. While it may be frustrations, it's like, in the grand scheme of things, it's only a minute. I can wait. I'll deal with it. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, sometimes.
I'd love to see a study of what is, when do we start to lose our patience. Because I would say in between 30 seconds to a minute, I think it's obvious.
You start to wonder.
Yeah.
And we might be a little bit more conscious of us in the business that we're in because for us, you know, we know how much we can accomplish in 30 seconds to a minute.
Right.
And especially if there's absolutely nothing being broadcast, as we refer to it as being dead air, 30 seconds or a minute can seem like it's lasting 5 minutes.
Yes.
I'd just like to know, like, how much of our life is wasted standing in line or waiting.
Oh, the studies have been done on that. I'm
I
sure
have
you can
there.
Find out.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I
I'd
think,
like to see that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd like to know how that's calculated, but sure.
Time goes by.
At least a quarter of your life, I'm assuming. Think about it. Even back when you were in grade school and they teach you how to stand in line, right?
Stand and wait.
That's
be
all
patient.
You do.
Wait for your turn.
But I will say this real quick, Charlie. We'll say this. Please, everybody, if you are on the road and it's a 2-lane highway, it's going either way, and the speed limit says 55, don't do 48. Do 55. Drive. All right. Thank you.
And there's another frustration for sure.